At the time of the ascension, you are cleansed of all emotional densities. You are finally free of them. You release all the remnants of your emotional experience that have been less than perfect. But the preparation that we are undergoing also involves a great deal of this work, as I'm sure you have known and experienced from your own processes. There is a cleansing taking place. There is, especially at this time, a great deal of energy going towards this, releasing you from your pains and sufferings that you have accumulated. And indeed, now it is time where you can maximize this experience of liberation for yourselves. There is no need to wait until your final ascension in order to feel free and light and happy. In effect, the work that you do prior to the actual lifting will go a long way towards making your lives more enjoyable at this time and easing the process that you undergo in your final ascension. For all of those densities must be released in order for you to make the leap from the third dimension to fifth dimension. It is a scientific fact, you might say. So all of those emotions that you still tend to experience that are more of a dense nature, anger and fear and resentments and guilt, all of these type of experiences, I am asking you to open yourself to let go of them, to release them. I am not asking you to analyze yourself or to judge yourself. In effect, I am asking you to begin more and more to unconditionally love and accept yourself just as you are, for it is your unconditional acceptance of yourself without self-criticism or judgment that allows the lessening of the grip that you have upon these energies that have been retained within your emotional bodies. If you are still feeling a worthwhile experience of guilt for some reason, you are in effect enclosing your grip around this experience, feeling that it is a valid experience for you, something necessary, that you have deserved this particular experience. I say to you, you do not deserve any of these experiences. There is no valid reason that I can see why any one of you should feel guilty for any reason, why any of you should feel pain or suffering, anger, or fear. I am not saying you will not experience them. I am simply saying there is no valid reason for you to. You do not deserve to experience them. You are light beings. You are beloved of us. You are divine beings who have incarnated here for a distinct purpose, that your purpose is coming to fruition at this time. As you realize more and more your missions and your divine selves are coming to the forefront, taking more control of your daily lives and your decisions and your choices. So in effect, it is time to release the limited part of you as best you can, open to this process, and open to the divine self unconditionally, that it might flow through you, that it might ease all of the suffering that you still have contained within you, all of the limited experiences. So now that it sounds very complicated, I am going to make it simple. Your part in this is really very simple. I am bringing this to your awareness, to your attention, this aspect of the work that we are doing with you, simply so that you will be more open to the process and you will allow a little bit more. For truly, the work is being done by us in conjunction with your higher self. It is not something that you need to dwell upon in your meditations, how to particularly release yourself from any certain emotional density. It is for you only to be aware of the process as it unfolds with clarity and trust and acknowledge the work that is occurring and allow us to do our work with you. It is a matter of your loosening your grips upon those dense energies which are still surrounding you to certain extents. It is your awareness of the process that allows you to have the trust necessary to flow through it most gracefully. You will undergo this process as you are destined to. We are here this evening, and we have been for some time speaking of these matters to assist you in your awareness of it so that you can experience the destiny unfolding a little bit more gracefully and enjoy it that much more. So what is a public enemy number one? I would say it is fear. Fear is the most dense of all of the emotional energies. And fear is that which can, if it is strong enough, give you the experience of separation from your higher selves, from your teachers and guides, and can, in effect, block communications from the source, can block your messages and your experience of lifting. And this is another reason why we are speaking of this cleansing that is underway, because there is a tendency amongst you that when you experience this shaking and quaking within yourself, when you feel the agitation of these old experiences coming to the surface, there is a tendency for you to become afraid, to feel that perhaps you are losing your mind, or that you have done something wrong, or any numerous experience or view. And this tends to create fear within you. Fear that you are out of your right place, fear that you are off the path, fear that you will not be lifted, fear that you are not worthy. All of this must go. All of this is like a cloud around you. And it will come to the surface as the dust shakes within you, and it will be released. So the antidote to fear is trust and faith and surrender and acceptance. You need to know in the depths of your beings what is occurring to you in as far as your spiritual upliftment and your ascension. You need to know that this is truth, that it is real, that you did not make it up or dream it up. You need to have a profoundly personal attachment and connection to your guides, to myself and the other masters who are working with you, so that you can flow through these changes. And these will be parting like the clouds and take you to higher levels of awareness and more lightness within your emotional bodies. You may use the example of a cloud. There are many types of clouds. There are very fine, wispy clouds of very high elevation, very beautiful to look at. There are white, puffy clouds like cotton balls. There are dark, almost black clouds, very heavy, filled with water. And the heavier clouds are clinging lower in the atmosphere. So you are like those clouds that must release the heaviness as you rise. And what we are doing with you is, in every way possible, lightening you up a little bit so that you can become a little bit more wispy and a little bit more free and of a little bit higher elevation. So that when your lifting does occur, you will be ready. You will be at the very doorway. You will be so prepared that it will be a very natural occurrence to you. And at that point, it will be very unlikely that you will experience fear, and that fear that will tend to make you change your mind at the last minute. So you see, we must do some work with you to ensure that your heart's desire is met. In the meantime, while you are waiting for the ascension waves, while you are waiting for your lifting, you will have a more beautiful life. You will have a more peace and happiness, a more expanded experience. You will be closer to your guides, able to receive their emanations of love, and able to surround yourself with self-love so that you will not attract any more densities to you. For like attracts like. If you are of a tendency to exhibit angry behavior, you will most likely in your experience of human beings encounter many who are exhibiting angry behavior also. If you are of a very loving nature, a very forgiving, allowing, unconditionally loving nature, you will tend to experience beings radiating this type of energy to you. So you see the benefits of being more light and more free are manifold. Even if there were no such thing as the ascension waves occurring in this lifetime, it would be well worth your effort to go through this process. So my suggestions for you are very simple. First of all, do what you can to maintain your contact with your guidance, with your higher self. You may refer to it as a meditation or to it in another way, but whatever is working for you, whatever way is working for you to connect with your guidance, whether it be meditation or channeling or prayer, enhance this experience in your lives. For I tell you, the intensity of the emotional cleansing is not going to get less, it is going to be enhanced even further. And you all have a head start on this process. You are all, believe it or not, very clear beings. Despite what you may experience from time to time in your lives, there are much more densities that will be released and will be coming to the forefront as the energy that is being shared with the planet acts to release. It is this release which is occurring, which is causing so much chaos in the world, and especially in the world of the emotional body of humanity. So now is the time to work upon yourselves a little bit in order that you might rise above the common consciousness of Earth and be a little bit more free, a little bit more wispy and expanded, so that you will not attract these densities to you any longer, so that you will be able to assist others by your example. I was saying, number one, to enhance your contact with your guidance, your meditations. It is very important for you to have it be a real experience, to have your ascension process be something that is felt at very deep levels. Because you will go through clouds, you will go through release. It is an individual experience, and all of you are working at various degrees of dense energies, various different aspects. But I'm sure, as you have already experienced, you are undergoing certain release experiences. This will occur, and it will continue to occur until you are at a state where you are very free from this. And you will find that all of this apparent work has been well worth the effort. So again, your guidance is all important, for it will give you the faith. Your experience of truth will give you the faith and the trust to go through this and to allow the process, to allow it. It will give you the detachment necessary. For these densities have often become ingrained in our personalities, you might say. And so it may seem to you that part of your personality is falling away, or a part of yourself, and it may feel a little bit difficult at times, or a little challenging, sometimes very challenging. And if you have enough awareness, you will be able to detach from the process enough, and you will have your goal firmly set before you, so that you can allow the quick result of our endeavors with you, and allow those things which need to fall away to fall away. And that is what they do. They fall away. Your effort in this regard is very minimal. It is more a matter of being relaxed and continuing on your path with faith. So another tip I will give you is, if you are feeling a great deal of intensity in certain areas with regards to emotional release, there is always the opportunity that you can take to find some professional assistance, whatever works for you. I do not think many of you will need this, but I am going to say that it is, for many people, invaluable. As you know, there are many techniques that a therapist uses to release anger and different emotions that are limiting. So if you feel inspired or guided to take advantage of this sort of experience, do so. It is all part of the path of spiritual growth, of lightening yourselves up. Believe me, we are with you 100% in all ways. So again, the result of all of this is joy. It is not a limited happiness that you enter into and leave in your lives. It is not that temporary experience of satisfactions. It is a joy that does not end, a joy that is ever deepening. It is a joy that is like an ocean that you dive into, an unfathomable ocean of joy. We will work with you. We will bathe your emotional bodies in our healing energies. You may call upon the violet flames, Saint Germain's specialty with regards to this. If you are feeling density, if you are feeling a limitation, there is a great assistance for you there. It is all a matter of your learning to identify with yourselves as light beings rather than as limited beings. We will enhance the light to the point where you cannot avoid it any longer. Don't worry about that. Don't worry that you will miss the boat, that you will not be contacted in certain important ways at certain important times in your life. We will connect with you wherever possible and whenever necessary to assist you in this process. So accept yourselves. Throughout your process, allow the process to take place. Whatever manifestation occurs, do not judge yourselves. Believe me, all of the beings who have taken this path before you, all of the ascended masters who have had the experience of incarnating in three-dimensional life, have undergone the same experiences you are undergoing, have felt at times lost and overwhelmed, and have at other times felt blissful and connected. It is part of the process. What they did to ensure their success and their ascension was simply to allow the process, to love themselves regardless, and to identify more with the truth than with the process or the limited external experience. And I think it will be a good time to answer your questions if you have any.
Does everyone have a higher self?
All beings have a higher self, you might say, a soul and an etheric body, etc. It is a little bit different manifestation when one has been an ascended master, you see. It is somewhat that there is something waiting for you overhead, waiting to reconnect, you see. You have voluntarily separated yourselves from your light bodies, from your Merkaba vehicles, in order to perform this service that you are undertaking. You have made somewhat of a sacrifice in the name of service and in the name of your own growth, of course. This is why it is much easier for you to appreciate the ascension, having somewhat of a memory of it, an awakened memory at this time. And this is why it is so difficult for others to even understand what in the world you are talking about. I am not saying this to create some sort of a hierarchy of human beings. All beings are of the Father. All beings are of a nature of love at their essence. It is simply that you have had an experience prior that those others have not had yet. It is a small matter for the Ashtar Command to work with these beings and create sufficient light bodies for them. It is an operation, you might say. Spiritual technology at its finest. Once you have attained to your ascension to your light body, it is always connected to you through the channel of your higher self. You might say it follows you around wherever you incarnate, waiting for that moment of reconnection. In your meditations and in your practices, you are enlightening this planet. You are working to release all beings from bondage and from these negative forms of existence. Every breath that you take is an active act of service. If it is within you that you have anger to be released, your guides will find ways to push your buttons. Do not hold to a limited perspective, you see. The anger that you feel is coming up as it is coming up to be released. It is coming to the surface, that which you have held within you. You have held anger within you over this particular experience of limitation and pain and suffering that many undergo here. A very righteous anger that you feel, have felt appropriate to your earth incarnations. And now we are telling you that it is time to let go of this righteous and appropriate anger. And let it simply come forth. If it intends to come forth, it will. I would suggest to express anger in a way that is of a release nature rather than of a way that is a communication. You may desire to go and pound some pillows and express anger and release it that way. And again, all of you acknowledge yourselves as light beings and know that those negative experiences that you are still releasing and feeling are not your creations, but that which you have absorbed from your earth experience, that which you have believed in and accepted into your emotional bodies. So you need not feel any self-recriminations for the fact that you do have anger within you. All of you in this room have anger within you. It is almost impossible to exist in such a state of chaos and pain and control that this world has exhibited without experiencing anger. It is simply time to release it and to refrain from indulging in it. Above all, do not use anger as communication. Know that it is something to be released and not something to be enhanced or to be fed. I think you will find that if you are giving yourselves to your spiritual growth, your masters have your every experience, your every thought and your every feeling well in hand. And it is appropriate that you experience what you are experiencing, even if you feel at certain times that you are completely off base or disconnected. Chances are very good that you are experiencing something that is necessary for you to experience in order to release it. So view your experiences of intense emotion as release experiences, not as creations of yourself. You may view them as your masters cleansing your emotional body. You may view them as something that is being drawn away from you or removed from your emotional body. The nature of these experiences is that you have to feel them as they are coming through. At certain times we can do work with you that is of a more impersonal level, you might say, in your sleep. At some evenings we will work with you and release some emotional experiences in that way. But much of the work that needs to be done is requiring your conscious participation, and your conscious participation with regards to emotional healing is to feel the emotions. So you can't push these emotions away. You must go through them as consciously as possible and with an understanding that they are being released.